Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor, visiting with my colleague Judy Dempsey of the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace, senior scholar. She's in Berlin. And Berlin, again and again, we come to Berlin as not quite a leader, but certainly vital to European efforts with trade, with war, with the economy. I want to start, however, with the war, because in these last hours, Mr. Merz has made remarks that surprise me. The way that the Reuters is reporting is that Lavrov, the foreign minister of Russian Federation, is unhappy with Mr. Merz. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov said that German Chancellor Friedrich Merz's remarks about long-range Ukrainian strikes into Russia with European weapons suggested a decision allowing such attacks had been made long ago. Merz said that there were no longer any range restrictions on the weapons supplied to Ukraine by Britain. Lavrov said that remarks indicated the caliber of people who had risen to power in leading European countries and suggested the decision on allowing long-range attacks against Russia had been taken some time ago but kept secret. Judy, these are war-fighting words. These are not casual. Lavrov doesn't usually weigh in with such a confrontational style. Did Berlin expect this, that Russia would push back hard? After all, Herr Merz said something that was assumed because of other nations contributing weapon systems.
Actually, I think it's a very good sign that the foreign minister of Russia, Sergei Lavrov, actually criticized Germany. He's a bit rattled, but he's been rattled all the time in any case. But some of the conceit has gone out of his the wind of his sails, so to speak. But criticizing Merz, just a new chancellor, that, okay, I think Merz can rise to this. This is a chancellor who wants to make his mark, not only in Germany, but Europe. This is a chancellor who wants to get rid of the shilly-shallying, which the former Social Democrat Chancellor Olaf Scholz did during his 3.5 years in office. And this is a chancellor that actually wants to support Ukraine much more robustly with his European allies, and that includes Great Britain. And what he said was quite forceful and quite a change, but this is a new style of leadership and a new style of language, and Russia should get used to it.
So what we're seeing here is Merz's style is dramatically different than a cautious diplomatic style. Is that correct?
Yes. Merz now has very good advisors in the Chancellery, both on Ukraine and especially on Europe and on security and on defence. And he's got his ally, Social Democrat, by the way, Boris Pistorius, back again running the defence ministry as he did under Olaf Scholz. But I just feel when you listen to Chancellor Merz that he doesn't go along with this rhetoric from Russia. And what Russia is doing is akin to what Donald Trump is doing. Oh, yes, we'll have a ceasefire and then it's broken. Donald Trump says, yes, Putin is a man you can actually trust and he will deliver. And actually both sides don't deliver. The person that has been delivering is the president of Ukraine, President Zelensky, who offered to turn up for talks, who offered to negotiate and so on. He's been proactive on this. He went to Turkey. He's done his best to actually have proper negotiations, but it's not reciprocated by either Washington or Russia. And maybe now the Chancellor of Germany, a powerful country in the middle of Europe, biggest economy, a big global player, maybe Merz now can actually maybe change the dynamics. But as I said earlier, so much depends on the military capabilities and what Merz can actually deliver to Ukraine.
NATO is meeting in Holland at The Hague, which is an actual neighborhood through for several hundred years. I've seen photographs and paintings. You can live in The Hague and not necessarily be an international diplomat, but the meeting in The Hague looks to be significant because, again, Mr. Trump has made indications that the U.S. is stepping back from NATO. We believe it will attend. There's no reason to doubt that. But still, there's a lot of concern about this. Ukraine is the major item on the NATO calendar. However, at the same time, we're reading reports about even the U.S. is now taking very seriously the threat to all of NATO, redeploying to the northern part of NATO troops that haven't been there for decades, maybe even longer. So what is your expectation, Judy? What is Germany's expectation for the NATO meeting?
Germany's expectation is, I was going to say quite simple, but nothing is simple when it comes to a NATO summit in The Hague next month, particularly when President Trump will be there. Germany's expectation, one, it's committed to more defense spending. Two, it's much more committed now to supporting the northern eastern flank of NATO. That's the Baltic states. They've got a contingent of troops now up there. And three, what the Germans want to go into this NATO summit is one of unity by the Europeans. Yes, they're committed to spending more. Yes, they're committed to defense. And they just have to go in there with an attitude of not being intimidated, and that they are ready slowly, slowly over the years to take over aspects of their own defence. That said, what they don't want to do is to just say transatlantic relationship is over. No, they want to say NATO is very important. The United States is our big security guarantor. Thank you very much. And we're very grateful for this. And now we have to see how we're going to cooperate.
And do you expect any fireworks at NATO, or is this something that they've all come to understand is necessary to stand arm in arm? We're going to see that magnificent picture at the end of it.
Yeah, arm in arm is very important. They had terrible fireworks when there was a big NATO summit in Brussels during Trump's first term, and it would be very acrimonious, and he insulted European leaders left, right and centre. And Angela Merkel was there at the time, the former Conservative Chancellor of Germany. It was a blistering occasion. And what the Europeans now want is no bluster, no arguments. This will play into President Trump's hands. He loves arguments. He loves people who actually stand up and contradict him. What the Europeans have to do is to sit down and say, well, what do you want? This is how we see things. How do you see things, and how can we improve it, or where do we go on from here? This is going to be a very, very well-prepared summit, and it's going to be led by Mark Rutte, a long-serving Prime Minister of the Netherlands, and it'll be held in his hometown, The Hague, and he's going to go in there extremely well-prepared.
Judy Dempsey, the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace. She's in Berlin, a senior scholar.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Everything from clothing to household items are getting more expensive each day. The world of fast fashion has complicated clothing production by outsourcing around the world to whoever can sew them the cheapest. And now you, the consumer, are paying the price with rising costs. American Giant is about keeping things simple and close to home. They aren't affected by tariffs because their products never leave the U.S. So when you buy from American Giant, you're taking a stand for hardworking people, local communities, and quality clothes. American Giant directly supports American manufacturers and ensures you aren't footing that tariff bill. Support American-made tariff-free clothing with American Giant. Get 20% off your first order when you use promo code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off when you use code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com.